Välkommen till Telenor röstbrevlåda.
Hej lilla gumman, det är pappa. Mamma sa att du hade ringt. Ring mig igen, jag är hemma nu. Puss puss.
För att repetera detta meddelande, tryck.
Spara samtalet när du förlorat den som ringde på telenor.se/missedcalls.
Har vi vibe, Brutti?
Nej.
Brukar man inte säga vibe?
Nej.
Får du en bra vibe av mig?
Nej.
Jag vill inte spela in längre. Något Kaiko är den humorfyllda podden på rena skötska där jag, Davva och min kompis Brutti ger dig en dos skratt i kollektivtrafiken.
Men fan går upp en vanlig jävla tisdag morgon och ställer sig och stryker.
Det perfekta sättet att göra vardagen lite mer underhållande, va? Lyssna på Podplay.
Energy. Hit music only.
You're performing tonight.
Yes.
You sold in Stockholm. You sold out in 4 minutes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
If you
did
would,
it really?
If wow. You would be one of those fans,
yeah.
Name 3 things that are good about 1975.
Name 3 things that are good about our band. Wow.
Well, I mean, I think the live show has become something that people... It's quite a hot ticket.
Mm.
Even in... Just people are starting to come to the show because visually it's quite striking, and even people who haven't been fans of the band before have come down. So that's one thing that's good, our live show. I think that a lot of people are just really invested in the new record and really invested in what we're doing live and how it's all an extension of each other. So I think that's what they're excited about.
And I know that some people even are sleeping in tents.
Yeah, we saw that.
How does that feel to see people actually sleep in tents?
Well, it's weird because it's kind of become normal now.
Yeah.
What's funny is after the show, because they buy those tents, then they just leave them, the majority of them. So after
like
our show looks like the end of some kind of festival. Yeah. It's quite cool.
Did you ever sleep in a tent?
Yeah, I used to do festivals a lot.
Yeah.
I never slept in a tent like...
Yeah, to see an artist.
No.
No?
No, no, no. I was never that fan obsessive.
Yeah.
But I went to a lot of festivals and did the whole sleeping in tents thing a bunch. Yeah, we even did that the first time we played Glastonbury. We all slept in one of those teepee things.
Oh, that's cool.
That was cool.
And talking about fame, your album now that you released, it's sort of about going through fame. You said
to a certain extent. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you would make like a third album, where would you be at, do you think?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It's staying identifiable.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that you worry about, because, like, as a lyricist, if you get prided on, like, humility or, like, a certain amount of being, like, an everyman, you know, kind of being relatable to people, when your life changes completely and you don't live a normal life, maybe it's difficult to write about normal things. That's why the cultivation of my direct life, like my infrastructure of the way my life exists, and make sure it's as normal as possible. So I don't become, you know, deluded. Like, I'm all for self-empowerment. I'm all about talking about everything about myself, whether it be negative or positive.
Yeah,
because that's who I am. So I suppose I stand for the idea of being who you are is all right. What I don't like the idea, because we're in 2016, I do that sometimes, 2016. Yeah. We've just had the year of kind of progressive gender stuff and all these things being in the media. I think it's very cool now to be slightly, I don't know, off in regards to the way that you present yourself or the way that you identify with yourself gender-wise. But with me, wearing makeup's just like a different pair of shoes. Or like I don't at any point think that I'm kind of being progressive. It's just part of rock and roll history, like, you know, I don't know, Brian Molko, David Bowie, Mark Bolan, like, you know what I mean? Everybody's been doing it, so I'm not trying to impress anybody. I just sometimes like looking like a girl, sometimes like looking like a boy.
Do you guys ever fight?
No, we don't. Last night we nearly did, and it was this really pathetic situation, man, like... we were just, everyone was tired and like a bit drunk and stuff. And then Ross wouldn't get on the bus or something. He was like, I'm staying in, where were we? Oslo. He was like, I'm staying here. And then I came off the bus. I was like, Ross, you're not staying here. And he was like, and then he said, like fuck off or something. And I misinterpreted it because we don't talk to each other like that. We don't, that's just that, my friend. We don't talk to each other like that. So I was like, oh my God, Ross just like spoke to me in a really bad way. And then he came on the bus and we realized that we're never actually going to fight. I was like, I'll fight him.
You can't.
We weren't going to fight. And then we like, we went from being like really, really angry men pretending they were going to fight to like 15-year-old girls consoling each other within about 10 seconds.
That's amazing.
It was quite pathetic to see that, yeah. But we're too close to fight. Hit music only. Nerd energy. Hit music only.
Dela med dig. Hej, är du en av dem som tycker om att dela saker med andra? Då kommer dina öron att gilla det här. Hos Telenor kan man dela mobilabonnemang. Ju fler ni är, desto billigare blir det. Skaffa Telenor familj med upp till 7 extra användare. Välkommen till någon av Telenors butiker eller telenor.se.